through to a final?
Yeah, brilliant. Fantastic. Really chuffed.
What's your thoughts then of that? Because Ireland made it a bit tricky there in the second half.
Do you know what? I'm not going to come on radio and I'm not going to pick the bones out of the side. My lads are tired. We've got a small squad. We look drained second half, but every team has a blip in the season, and I'll take our blip against Barrow, but second round of the trophy, and one of two teams to get to that stage. I'll take a blip against Whitby when second half we didn't play great, but we won 2-1. I'll take a blip against flipping Buxton away, but we'll get a point. I'll take a blip on Saturday, but we'll get a point. And we weren't great tonight, but we're through to a cup final. So I've got to give my boys loads of credit. You know, it's a we know the constraints we're under, massive pressures, budget-wise, etc. But the sole motive is to turn this club around, and you know we're doing that. You know we're doing it, and we're doing it in the right way. So I've got to look after them boys down there. You know we've had choice words in the dressing room, but in a positive way. And if that's our blip, you know, look at South Shields and the money they've just spent today on a Stalybridge player, and they go and draw with Morpeth tonight 1-0. They're having a blip. You know what happened to them Saturday? Bates for getting beaten. There's no pressure on these boys, and I don't want them to put pressure on themselves. I want them to enjoy getting to a cup final. I want to enjoy going to Barrow. I want them to enjoy, you know, scoring last minute against Buxton. And, you know, if we come out of January going into February and that's our mini blip and, you know, we rest and recover, then I'll take that. But I'm dead proud of them.
Yeah, true to your word. You said in your post-match interview on Saturday you were only going to make two changes.
Yeah.
And you did.
Yeah.
And you must be pleased with how Donoghue performed. And he's not a right back by trade, but, you know, barring the fact he got a bit leggy towards
the end.
He's...
I thought he was exceptional. You know, and Aaron Morris has come to us as centre-half, and, you know, I wanted to see what he was like there. And, you know, he's playing next to Big Matty, who has played no football, and, you know, looked a bit leggy second half. And Doddy hasn't had a break all season because, you know, we lost James Joyce, and, you know, Griff hasn't had a rest. But it is what it is. I don't want to go against our ethos or our values. I want this squad to start on the 28th of June and, you know, add little bits to it along the way, but I can't keep 2022 happy. We ain't got contracted players, we ain't got that. So, you know, I'm dead proud of this squad. Second round of the trophy, third or fourth in the league, Manchester Cup final. You know, we'll take that at the start of you know, July when we all came together.
And performances like this one where, you know, you've had to dig it out, haven't you, in that second half. I mean, it is a blip, but like you say, it's an unbeaten blip in a lot of ways. You're getting points here where you might last season have got beat. I mean, it's about getting through this blip here. How important do you think this win is for kick-starting it and getting momentum into the Basford game?
Massive. Teams play badly and get beat. We're not playing great at the minute, but we're getting points and we're winning games of football. And can't put our finger on it at the minute. You know, we haven't changed anything. We haven't, you know, asked them to play differently. Sometimes as a footballer, as a squad, you just get a little bit of a lull. And I'm not trying to make excuses. They are. They're tired. You know, they've played lots of football, this group. And, you know, we're not other teams that have got 22, 23 contract players and you can make all these changes. We are what we are. And the lads, the fans know the lads know the fans, and you know it may be our Achilles heel, you know, come the end of the season. But I certainly, you know, we brought 25 in pre-season and I wasn't able to keep everyone happy. We've got a squad of 17, 18 with Curtis Jones out and Mason on the bench, but you know, I'd sooner do it this way and then build and do it the right way financially for the club than go and spend, you know, whatever they're spending at other clubs and, you know, financially do the club a disservice, really.
Agree with virtually everything you've said there, Neil, barring one thing about the tiredness of them. And my feelings are, and I'm watching these games, and I'll watch it on Saturday and tonight, I feel that you've lost that one-touch, two-touch passing in your game. And what they're doing is a lot of the lads are running with the ball and getting caught in possession. And once that starts coming into your play, it's a difficult thing to get back out of.
Yeah.
You've got to remind them of what the good things were that got them there. And it was good one-touch, two-touch passing all the time. And if you do that, for me, then the fatigue levels lessen themselves.
And we saw that in the two goals we scored. They were.
And I completely agree with you. And when I say tiredness, I don't always mean physical tiredness. I mean psychological tiredness as well. You know, there's times that we're doing things in the second. You can hear me from up here. We're doing things that we don't do. And sometimes the mind takes over and Aaron Morris is having four, five, six touches. Cam Belford Saturday has one touch and they nearly score off it. Tonight he plays out one touch and they score from it. You know, where usually he'll have one, two, play out the other side. And that's a slight weakness that's coming into your game. So physically, you know, these lads could get level 12, 13, 14 in the bleep test. They could go and run 12 minutes in no time. So physically they're fine in that time, but it's mentally, for whatever reason, they're coming under, they're feeling a little bit of pressure, and they don't need to. I've just said that to
them
now.
They need to chill out, you know, and instead of having like a, shall we say, a session, an actual training session. I'm a great believer in maybe giving them a little bit of space, get them have an enjoyment in a Turkish bath, go for a bit of a massage.
Listen, you're laughing, you know, now. We're doing it Thursday. We're not getting the ball out Thursday. Yeah. We're having a bit of a relaxation.
It's important.
Where's the Turkish bath round?
and you know, they need that, you know, a little bit of a pizza night, game of pool. We just need a refresher. It's hard, you know, course for season, you're coming at the end of June and you're getting into February and you've been Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Saturday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and you're on this run and, you know, they do. But every team, whoever you are, have a slight lull. They have a blip. And like I've just said, Shields, Bayford, they're having a blip and they're losing games. We're having a blip and we're drawing or we're winning games. So I'll take that every day of the week. And, you know, we've had honest conversation down there. You know, it's difficult as a manager sometimes when you get on so well with your boys to actually, you know, put them back into place. Not in effort-wise, but in a constructive way. And like I just said, if we board the bus to Bayford Saturday and we smash our records on our pods, we give absolutely everything, we work hard off the ball, we get our recovery runs right, we smash every tackle, if we don't take our chance and we lose, I'll go, it's all bright, unlucky boys. But what I don't want us to do is throw everything away for the want of not doing the basic things that have got us joy so far. And I've just said to the lads, if we fall short, for whatever, in the Manchester Cup final, or in a playoff position, or even higher than that, and we give everything we can, we fall short. But don't make the mistake, because you only get dressing rooms like this, where I think once, twice in your career, and we've got a special group down there, and I want them to re-energise, and I want them to have that belief that, you know, on the day we've shown we can beat the top sides and we can go toe-to-toe with people, and I just want them to give everything they can do for February, March and April, like they've done since they're coming in June, and enjoy it, because they're a flipping brilliant group. They're an absolute brilliant group, and, you know, I'll go to the end of the world and back for them, but they're tired. They're tired.
Well, the thing is, you know, for me, the solutions are there. They're all there. Yeah. It reminds me a little bit of Morecambe and Wise when he used to start playing the piano, and he said, oh, they're all the wrong notes. And he said, no, they're all the right notes, but not necessarily in the right order.
Yeah.
And that's how I feel that, absolutely, you know, football is. Yeah, just have to manage them.
It's, you know, when sometimes you lose a key player, but you can kind of, so if I lost a Griffiths, I can put a Donoghue in there. I think when I lose the presence of Curtis Jones at the back, and then, you know, I'm not making excuses, he's not going to be right for Saturday either, that's a huge, huge miss to us, especially when Doyle and Jones have had so much chemistry all season with Dodd and Morris there. You've had your Griff, you've had your Potsy, and then Curran, who's just gone out, you know, it unbalances us slightly. Mm-hmm. They're not excuses, they're facts, but we've got to work our way around that now. And you know, people have got to step into them shoes, because the big shoes to fill, Alex Currans and Curtis Jones, you know, but I've got ability in that dressing room to do it, but they might just need a little bit of settling in and getting up to speed, because the likes of Lenehan, Donoghue, they haven't had that game time. So, you know, if they've got 90 minutes each tonight and it helps them, then brilliant. It's just good job my little wingman Jack wasn't here tonight. He'll be pulling the bones out of that game on the way home. But it's, you know, for me, I'm a really proud manager. You know, I really am. You know how much this cup meant to me. And I'm desperate to win it. You know, I'm desperate to bring some silverware, and we can tick off that we're in a final of a cup competition, which is a great feat. You know, it's a great achievement. And tomorrow morning, it won't say that FC United played averagely. It'll just say FC 2, Earlham 1.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
and, 2-0, and yeah. Credit to Earlham. I thought they were fantastic. They really ran the socks off for the manager tonight, and, you know, and the team, and there's some good supporters here. But tonight's our night. You know, we've got through to the final, and we're going to very much enjoy that.
Well, Neil, a big congratulations for getting through.
Yeah.
So it's our third final in four seasons, but each time it's been a cracking night out, and hopefully it'll be cherry on the cake.
Yeah,
this year.
Well, hopefully. And I enjoyed tonight. You know, I love the SMRE, but it felt really atmospheric tonight with everyone in behind us, 400 or 500. Yeah. It was nice, and the fans were great. And, you know, we may not go home overly happy because of the performance at times weren't great, but I'm going home happy because we're in the cup final. Right. And, you know, that's what you set out to
and
do.
What you need to do as well is just work on your passing onto the field.
Okay? Oh, yeah,
you're
right.
I nearly went. I was waiting for it.
You're right. It was Bobbins. Terrible.
And anyway. I nearly went at one point, so anyway, that was it.
Thank you, Neil, as always.
Thanks, guys.
We'll see you again on Saturday